All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxandbooks.com. Now, this week has seen the New York Yankees accuse the Boston Red Sox of stealing signs with their Apple Watches, which has resulted in an investigation by Major League Baseball. Now, the Red Sox are countering by saying that they have evidence of the Yankees stealing signs as well. I guarantee you, these are not the only two teams around baseball that are doing this, but I will say this. This is MLB's version of the Hatfields and the McCoys. This rivalry between the Yankees and the Red Sox goes well beyond the baseball diamond, as this is nearly 100 years in the makings that these guys have been battling it out. You look at manager Joe Girardi, and you look at for the Yankees, and of course John Farrell for the Red Sox. These guys both have a World Series championship as a manager to their credit, and they're going to go out there and do whatever it takes to win. This is a very tight race in the American League East this year. Boston currently has a 3.5-game lead over the Yankees for first place in this division, and this is just another chapter. I mean, you go throughout the history of these two teams. You go back to the Red Sox selling Babe Ruth to the Yankees. Of course, the Red Sox epic collapse in 1978, which led to the Yankees winning the division. You go back to some of their playoff series together in 99, 2003, and of course, 2004, when the Red Sox became the first and only team in MLB history to overcome a 3-0 deficit in a series. But this could be a potential rallying cry for the Red Sox. Why? Because, you know, John Farrell has taken some of these questions very personally. And at the same time, you look at a Red Sox team that has been struggling recently, especially on offense, and you just have to wonder if this could be just what they need to really ignite things to get it going. It's a shame that these two clubs will not meet anymore for the remainder of the regular season. However, there is the possibility that we could see Boston and New York get it on in the postseason. Now, the Yankees more than likely will enter October as one of the wildcard teams in the American League. And, you know, being that the Red Sox more than likely will not finish with the best record in the AL, there's a possibility that these two clubs could meet in the LCS again. But I'll tell you like this. The Red Sox and the Yankees are always must-see TV. These two teams are always going to do what it takes to get a step up on the other one. And I'll tell you like this. The Red Sox didn't take it lightly when the Yankees, you know, outed them to MLB. Boston's going to counter strong, and I guarantee you the next time that we see these two clubs on the grid, pardon me, on the baseball diamond rather, it is definitely going to be must-see TV. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you did not get an opportunity to catch the action this summer at MCU Park, there is always 2018. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number one in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.